An upper-level disturbance is crossing our area this afternoon. As a result, it's been rather gray across the region today, though there have been some nice breaks of sunshine from time to time. We've also had a few showers come through at times, and across the highest terrain, we've had reports of some wet snowflakes and sleet pellets through the day, so not very May-like, especially in the higher elevations. Moving ahead, that upper-level disturbance will push off to the east, and high pressure will build in from the west. So the sky will turn mostly clear moving into tonight. The gusty breezes from today will diminish as well. And with drier air coming in, we are looking ahead to a cold night across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are expected to drop back into the 30s, likely resulting in areas of frost. So if you have any plants that are sensitive to cold, be sure you protect them tonight, as those temperatures will dip to frosty levels across much of our area. Moving into the day tomorrow, high pressure will be overhead in the morning, so it'll be a bright and cold start to the day. And as the day moves along, that high pressure area will push off to the east, and we'll start to see clouds come in. So it's brightest during tomorrow morning. It'll turn cloudy tomorrow afternoon, though I think it stays dry through the day. Maybe a shower may sneak in well west of Albany very late tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures tomorrow will be right around 60 degrees, so overall, a very pleasant Thursday is ahead. It's not going to be a very pleasant Friday, though, as a storm comes at us from the southwest. We're looking at clouds and periods of rain on Friday. We'll have likely showers for the Friday morning commute, and by the Friday evening commute, rain could be heavy at times, so be aware that Friday evening's commute could be quite damp with some large puddles on the roads. And the heaviest rain is likely to occur Friday afternoon into Friday evening, and some localized flooding will be possible as some downpours are likely second half of Friday. And then this storm will put on the brakes over the weekend. Now, the bulk of the rain will fall on Friday. That will easily be the rainiest day. But then on Saturday and again on Sunday, the remnants of the storm, the upper level low, will linger in place. This thing really puts on the brakes, and that is going to keep it rather gray and damp at times moving through the upcoming weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, becoming mostly clear, cold with areas of frost, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high around 60. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, becoming mostly clear, cold with areas of frost, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high around 60. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, becoming mostly clear, cold with areas of frost, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high around 60. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, becoming mostly clear, cold with areas of frost, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high around 60. Region-wide on Friday, cloudy with periods of rain, windy and cool with highs in the 50s. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a high of 58 to 64. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.